root cause of violence and extremism. The acts of violence and extremism gripping the modern world are the result of both the ignorance of the unsuspecting perpetrators of those acts and the arrogance of their devilish masters, who never miss an opportunity to create chaos by disturbing peace and order in the world. Stay with us for an interesting article in this regard on the International Day of World Against Violence and Extremism. The piece is titled "The Root Cause of Violence and Extremism." Mankind still suffers from numerous tragic incidents despite the countless scientific, industrial, economic, and social advancements and developments which have taken place over the past century. The ominous phenomena of widespread violence, extremism, and terrorism that has taken a heavy toll on human communities and has left countless victims behind is indeed a disturbing factor. Almost every day, we are witness to hundreds of innocent victims of bouts of violence, including innocent Muslims in West Asia and the Indian subcontinent, as well as amongst the people of North and South America, Europe and Africa. In line with the relentless efforts which have been underway to eradicate violence and extremism, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, in his keynote speech delivered at the United Nations General Assembly in New York on 18th of December 2013, called for a world against violence and extremism. This proposal led to the approval of a United Nations resolution, leading to designation of 18th of December each year as the International Day of World Against Violence and Extremism. Mankind has experienced violence and radicalism from the very beginning of creation. One piece of evidence was the killing of Abel by his jealous brother Cain, the two sons of Adam, the father of the human race. Throughout history, the conscientious people have expressed hatred and resentment towards this ugly phenomena. Yet the world continues to suffer from these cases, resulting in catastrophic wars. Bouts of violence and extremism were heightened upon the breakout of wars, especially the First and the Second World Wars that occurred during the last century. Moreover, in the aftermath of the world wars, acts of terrorism and other small and large battles continued to take a heavy toll on the psyche and physical health of human beings in different parts of the world and in different periods of time. A world free from violence is an aspiration which is yet to come true. Irrespective of the efforts made by different religions to end wars, the global organizations endeavor to achieve a world free from violence. This is yet to be achieved in the real world, despite the efforts of countries for this cherished goal and the claims of the big powers to support global peace and friendship. Psychological, physical, social, and gender-based and sectarian violence remain part of the irrefutable realities of the contemporary world, irrespective of the global campaigns to achieve peace and friendship worldwide. The fact of the matter is that the international community solely resorts to verbally condemning acts of violence and extremism and is incapable of uprooting this global scourge. Thank you. In the meantime, negative attitudes have fomented confrontation and hostility in human societies and set the stage for violence and extremism. Although certain efforts to alleviate violence in the global arena and in different countries have resulted in relative calm and safety. Unfortunately, the international community has always been witnessing the upflare of violence, extremism, and self-righteous individuals. Many arms manufacturing multinational firms, which supply military equipment worldwide, profit hugely from greedy politicians promoting violence in order to safeguard their own vested interests. We thus realize that mankind has a long way to go in order to achieve a world truly free from violence and extremism. Proper administration of justice and removal of discrimination could be the main factors to eradicating violence worldwide. Over the past half a century, systematic use of violence has directly and indirectly assisted autocracies and dictatorships. As a matter of fact, violence, armed operations, and terrorism have impeded the progress of reformist strategies. Even worse, systematic use of violence and unwavering support for violent and terrorist outfits has turned into an instrumental means for global powers to attain their sinister and mischievous objectives. The role of United States, Britain, and other regional powers in emergence of terrorist outfits in Middle East and North Africa, such as Al-Qaeda and Daesh terrorists, is well known and proven. Meanwhile, if a country stands up against violence and extremism, it will be bombarded with baseless accusations leveled by such regimes as the United States. For instance, the Islamic Republic of Iran has taken practical steps in countering terrorism and violence in places like Syria and Iraq, and has put emphasis on an end to occupation and steadfastness against extremist groups in the Middle East region. Nonetheless, the Islamic Republic of Iran has been groundlessly accused of adopting meddlesome policies. Under the circumstances, it is necessary to understand the root causes of extremism in order to identify and eradicate extremism and terrorism in today's world. The underlying inner and outer contributions to these unwanted phenomena, in addition to political, social, economic, and ideological factors, lays in the ground for their emergence should be taken into account. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in his two well-known letters to young people in Europe, put emphasis on understanding the realities, whilst pointing out the danger currently posed to mankind is a resurgence of ignorance. Ignorance derails mankind from the path of humanity, leading humans to overlook their valuable inner self and inner capacities. Emergence of various terrorist groups is the product of ignorance in today's world. Growth of concepts such as neo-Nazism or far-right, which we see in Europe, is also the product of present-day ignorance and is rooted in the West's political culture, the negative impact of which are evident in violent and extremist exercises by racist and anti-religious currents in Western societies. Exactly 6 years have passed since the United Nations General Assembly ratified the Resolution for Global Campaign Against Violence and Extremism in December of 2013. But the world continues to suffer from numerous developments of extremism and terrorism. The murderous terrorist groups such as Daesh, the misconstrued policies of US President Donald Trump, including his economic terrorism against Iran, terrorist attacks in many parts of the world, the Saudi war crimes in Yemen, the massacring of innocent Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar, are all part of violence and extremism-driven realities of today's world. Upon analyzing these tragic events, we realize that the closer the individuals have got to peaceful coexistence, violence and extremism have significantly dampened. And the further the individuals have been immersed in ignorance, they have gotten closer to violence and extremism. In the meantime, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's proposed resolution on a world against violence and extremism has called for faith and confidence in human values and human dignity. The approval of this resolution by the United Nations General Assembly sends a clear message to everyone to further incorporation, to avoid false mindsets, and to avoid violence and extremism. The initiative of President Hassan Rouhani is rooted in a global outlook of the Islamic Revolution, which calls for a world filled with peace and friendship and far from violence and extremism.